Hello. Today we're going to discuss a mental model that can change the way you invest. And perhaps more importantly than that, it can help temper the emotional extremes that economic and market headlines tend to impose upon us. I'm here to provoke you to good works. Thanks for joining me. So this seems particularly relevant during the current times of market volatility and headlines coming out almost on a daily basis that tend to influence us one way or the other toward extremes. This mental model, it comes from Warren Buffett, but in reality, it traces its origin back to his mentor, Ben Graham. And it's called Mr. Market. And once you understand it, you'll never look at stock prices the same way again. So we're going to run a thought experiment. Let's imagine that you own a business with a partner. And we'll call this partner Mr. Market. And every single day, like clockwork, he knocks on your door and offers to either buy your share of the business or sell you his share. It seems reasonable. Well, here's the catch. Mr. Market has some serious mood swings. Some days he's overly optimistic. He's convinced that the business is set for explosive growth and offers you an absurdly high price to buy your stake. Other days he's down in the dumps and depressed about everything. He's pessimistic. And he's willing to sell you his stake at any bargain price. Well, here's the key takeaway. Mr. Market is not there to guide you. He's there to serve you. And you have the luxury, you don't have to react to his daily mood swings. You don't even have to answer the door. But if you let his emotions dictate your decisions, that is, buying when he's euphoric or selling when he's fearful, well, then you're in trouble. Instead, Mr. Buffett and his partner, Charlie Munger, they judge their investments by actual business performance and not daily price movements. They understand one principle that Ben Graham taught. That's in the short run, the market is a voting machine, but in the long run, it's a weighing machine. Well, what does that mean? And what does it mean for you? Well, if you're investing based on fundamentals, that is understanding a business's real value, well, then you can use Mr. Market's mood swings to your advantage. That is, when he's irrationally fearful, well, you can pick up ownership in great businesses at a discount. On the other side, when he's euphoric, well, then you can choose to sell your business interests at a premium. Or, as always, you can just sit tight and choose to do nothing. At the end of the day, remember this quote. If you don't know who the sucker is at the poker table, it's probably you. That is, if you're letting Mr. Market's emotions dictate your investment decisions, you might just be the sucker. So next time you see stock prices swing dramatically, take a step back. Ask yourself, am I making decisions based on real business fundamentals, or am I letting Mr. Market's mood swings push me around? Well, that's the lesson from Warren Buffett, straight from Ben Graham. Stay patient, stay rational, and let Mr. Market work for you, not the other way around. So, breaking down Mr. Market's behavior, let's step back and analyze what makes him so unpredictable. Well, his behavior follows six key patterns. One, emotional volatility. His mood swings wildly from extreme optimism to deep pessimism, setting the stage for everything else. It sounds like current news headlines. Number two, irrationality. Instead of relying on a solid analysis, his decisions are driven by how he feels in the moment, and this leads to wild price swings. Three, manic depressive tendencies. He goes from euphoria to despair, sometimes overnight. Short-term focus. He fixates on the latest news, the latest headlines, and he forgets the bigger picture. Herd mentality. As he follows the crowd, he buys when everyone else is buying, and he sells when panic sets in. Greed and fear. Well, these two forces drive all his decisions. He sells in fear, he buys in greed, and he rarely stops to think. All these traits work together to create a pretty unpredictable character. But if you understand this story, this allegory, and you understand how it interacts, you can navigate Mr. Market's mood swings and make smarter investment decisions. It's like knowing how to read the weather forecast for the stock market.